Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send out a stinking odor. So does a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yes, also, when he who is a fool walks by the roadway, his wisdom fails him, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against you, do not leave your place, for yielding pacifies great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, like an error that proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. I've seen servants upon horses, and I've seen princes walking like servants upon the earth. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and whoever breaks a hedge, a serpent is going to bite him. Whoever removes stones will be hurt with them, and he who cuts wood will be endangered by the wood he has cut. If the iron is blunt and he does not sharpen the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow himself up. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what will be and what will be after him. Who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearies every one of them, because he knows not how to go to the city. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child and your princes eat in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. By much slothfulness the building decays, and through idleness of the hands the house drops through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes one merry, but money answers all things. Do not curse the king, no, not in your thoughts, and do not curse the rich in your bedchamber, because a bird of the air will carry the sound of these things, and that which has wings will tell the matter. End of chapter.